Welcome to the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your legacy every day that you live. We are so thankful to have you with us today, as we are honored to have our returning guest with us, a true icon both in the world of sports and in our community of Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Terry Crosby. He's made an impact, to say the least, in our small town and made a name for himself as a standout athlete. But he has also been a pillar of inspiration throughout his dedication to our youth mentorship and community leadership. As a Toledo native, Mr. Crosby's journey from local high school sports leagues into professional career in college was nothing short of remarkable. Beyond the courts, he's continued to uplift and empower others, showing us all that we can do it. I almost would want you to say that to yourself, I can do it. Today, we're excited to hear about his continued work and the lessons he's learned along the way as his vision for the future. Please join us in welcoming to the Voices of Legacy none other than Mr. Terry Crosby. Good morning, sir. How are you?
You know, it's such a pleasure to be here with you guys. I absolutely love coming to the WGTE studios, just you know, talking about life in general and my journey and, you know, the impact that I've had on people throughout my life. So it's just an honor, and I really, really mean this. It's just an honor to be here with you guys.
Well, we appreciate you. Isn't it kind of cool to know that your life is actually making an impact? You're actually touching people, not only with your story, but with your presence.
Yeah, you know what? That is so very, very important for me, and it always have been throughout my life. You know, I'm the type of man that I put others first, you know what I mean? And that's so very, very important to me, you know, lifting others. If I'm climbing up the ladder, then I'm going to take you with me. And, you know, quite often in this world, we don't get that kind of heart, that dedication, that desire, that inspiration that, you know, the world is not built around us as an individual. It's all of us collectively. Yes. So as I rise, you know, I really feel a great sense of gratitude when I can improve someone else's life.
It's the responsibility of any semblance of success to lift up others. I don't know if too many millionaires, billionaires, by that measure of success, that haven't made people beneath them wealthy as well. I'm not going to name drop, but, you know, all of those large corporations, they don't become that way with just one person.
Right.
It's a group. It's a communal thing, kind of like the cellular structure of our bodies. Yes. When everything's functioning properly, we can grow.
Right.
We can grow, and I like that.
And, you know, something else I never really understood. LeBron James, I just admire the man. To me, he's a homeboy from Akron, Ohio, you know, in the same state as we are, you know. Oh, and yes. I just admire him for his dedication of how he always seeks to help other people. But yet he gets ridiculed. He has haters out there. I mean, how can you hate this man? You know what I mean?
Can't be successful.
He's an icon.
Without having some.
That's true. And that's one thing I find it hard to come to terms with.
Now don't tell me Mr. Terry Crosby has haters. You're too nice to have haters.
I have plenty of them. I don't know if they're haters or people that are envy or jealous or whatever, but, you know, it's okay. I've faced that throughout my life. Mm-hmm. Not that it makes it any easier for me to understand, but I faced that all the way from peewee competition in football. So that has been something that I've dealt with throughout my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm still dealing with it, and I still have difficulties. You know, I just want to hug everybody. I want to love everybody. And I want us all collectively to work together.
Can't we all just get along?
Yes, because when we do, we're so much stronger.
Yes, Yeah. Well, we thank you for coming back to talk about your wonderful book and your journey to being an author, and who knows what's going to come in the future. Maybe a TV movie. You're going to be on Lifetime, maybe. Yeah. But we're so thankful that you decided to come back. And, to that subject, and I want to harp on the hateration, I think is one of the mm-hmm. terms used. I found that the benefit of having the attention of people, no matter why you have their attention, is how you handle it. Even in our faith, the word, the good book, as it were, tells us that we're to love our enemies, and it's like heaping hot coals on their head. And right. We're not here to destroy anybody, but as you said, lift them up, even if they don't like you. Be kind, and sometimes you might have to walk away, but still be kind. I like that. I like that a lot. But we're going to be talking about your book today, unless you had anything else to talk about.
Well, that's just I just want to elaborate on that a little bit. That's one thing that I am pretty good at is despite mm-hmm. how someone may feel about me.
Yeah,
I show love and intention towards them. So you know, and I do it naturally. You know, it's not a put on anything. It comes mm-hmm. from the heart. Because I do genuinely love most people. I do.
See, we keep talking about that. We're going to be singing "Love Lifted Me" here in a second.
So, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, can you tell us what inspired you to the title of your auspicious book?
Well, the thing is, my publisher, Carla DuPont out of ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, she worked on that mm-hmm. and she came up with that. And believe it or not, her selling point to me was she felt that the title mm-hmm. suited my joyous personality. and when I first heard it, I said, we can't put that out into the world. And she was like, well, why not? We need to do this. Mm-hmm. But really, the real muscle behind that title is really targeted towards all of us throughout our lives. Mm-hmm. At some point of our life journey, mm-hmm. we are challenged mm-hmm. with different difficulties in life. Mm-hmm. You know, some good, some bad. You know, and so do you have the balls? Is more about what do you have inside of you mm-hmm. that can manage life situations in the most positive way. Mm. Okay, so. What kind of balls
and it's also a double entendre. You play two sports.
Correct. So there is an affiliation with sports. Uh-huh. You know, multi-sport athlete, basketball, football. So, uh-huh. you know, that is my success trail. I mean, that's really the backbone of who I am, mm-hmm. you know, being an All-American in two sports. But it's deeper than that, mm-hmm. much deeper than that. And it's relatable to... Mm-hmm. And I want people to know that the title is relatable to any and every human being.
Male or female.
Male or female.
Yeah.
Child or infant or teen or whatever. Any human being that is going to be ultimately faced mm-hmm. with life challenges.
Got you.
How are you going to manage those? How are you going to deal with those?
Yeah. Do you have the intestinal fortitude, which probably wouldn't be a good good title, but
correct.
Do you have what it takes?
Right.
I think there is a book that says that. Yes. So it's a message that you want to convey through not only the book itself, but its title.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have what it takes?
Yes.
Do
you have the balls?
is the title of the book. by Terry Crosby.
Yes.
We're thankful for that. In your journey from professional sports to writing, what lessons did you carry over that helped you shape this book?
You know what? In any time, and I'm sure most former athletes will understand this concept, mm-hmm. and any time you work towards a common goal as a team, mm-hmm. then that's you tend to learn how to win as a team. Mm-hmm. I always say that I've never seen many individuals mm-hmm. that's been successful on their own, okay? Mm-hmm. There's always a team concept, you know, somebody behind you, somebody mm-hmm. supporting you. And we all have a specific role to play in that. And that is what sports taught me, mm-hmm. okay? I was a great running back mm-hmm. and in high school at DeVilbiss. I was a fairly decent basketball player. But in my book, I don't necessarily emphasize the accolades that I achieved because I couldn't achieve them without the great teammates that I had. And so in recognition of our championship teams at DeVos in football, two back-to-back Super Bowls out of the University of Toledo, you know, I've mentioned a lot of my teammates. Mm. I didn't do that on my own. So the emphasis besides, you know, writing the book is really based upon my life experiences and those positive tools that you generate and that you learn by being a teammate all the way from my grade school years, all the way through high school, all the way through college career, NBA draftee, and the 13th season I spent overseas. So I have always, no matter individually how outstanding I may have been, I've always recognized and honored and admired the fact that I wouldn't be who I am without my teammates.
Mm-hmm. Were there any lessons derived from losing?
Yes. How to manage moodiness. To be honest with you, because
this sounds interesting.
that is one thing I've always struggled with is losing. Mm-hmm. And not because I'm not a good sportsman at all. In reflection of the losses and competitive sports that I've experienced in my life, you know, I didn't blame anybody but myself. So it's like, what could have you done better? Why didn't you do this instead of that? You know, so it was really a self-critical reflection of me and my performance.
I guess it's healthy to look at yourself but not stay in a state of depression in regards to things that you haven't attained.
You can't because there's the next game.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, you got to get ready. You know, I spent a couple hours, you know, moping around and self-reflecting. But, you know, when it's all said and done, you have to get. And that's one thing, a pertinent thing that I put in my book, too. There's so many intrinsic components in my book. It's just not about Terry Crosby and sports. You know, there's so many different chapters touching on certain things during my life
like
journey.
Like perseverance and accountability and things of that nature.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's just so very, very important.
So what role does leadership play in overcoming life's challenges, as you discussed in your book?
You know what? That's a very, very good question. And I think for me, based on my own life experience, leadership is not about power. It's about your ability to engage and uplift other people. I think that is very significant when it comes to leadership roles and being a great leader. You know, again, you have to be selfless. It's not just about you, per se, as a person. It should be about others.
You know what I mean? It should be.
And I think if you can inspire and uplift other people, for me, that is a really good sign of being a great leader.
I saw a meme, I think it was over the weekend, that had a cart being pulled. And the first portion of it at the top of the meme, it showed a boss sitting on the cart with the workers in front of him. And he's whipping them to move forward. And then it showed the center section of a person that's being a leader in front of those that were pulling the card, and they were all pulling it together, which that I think is, I hope is more my style of leadership. And then the last one was the introvert who was on the cart, and the cart wasn't moving at all because there was nobody doing the work, or he was pulling it by himself. I think he was pulling it by himself. I think a servant leadership is probably the best kind of leadership, similar to what you were talking about. And to share your life experience where those things affected you. I know you've probably had good coaches and bad coaches, good staff and leadership and not so good. I think it's good to share both because everything's not going to be wonderful.
And you know what? I've had a great career outside of the world of sports. You know, I've been involved in youth services. I've been involved in mentoring for young offenders. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in mental health. And I've had an assortment of bosses. But, you know, I have to be perfectly honest during this interview. The best boss that I've ever experienced and still experiencing is Mr. Steve Taylor at the Taylor Automotive Company.
Yeah.
The guy is just unbelievable. I mean, he really, really is. And I have a level of respect for him as my boss that, you know, I'm really grateful for and appreciative. So
he seems like a fun guy.
Yeah,
and
he's
I think he has a lot of fun, man.
And he's really cool. And what I like most about Steve, my boss, is the fact that he treats everybody equally. Okay. You, let's say per team, you have a couple stars on the team, and then you have the last player on the team, right? Well, we don't get any preferential treatment because we're the stars on the team. He treats everybody equally. And that is so powerful.
Wow.
That is a sign of a great leader.
It is.
Because everybody mentally feels the same, that they're appreciated, they're loved, they're respected.
So what role does leadership play in overcoming challenges in life and as it's discussed in your book?
You know what? I just think, you know, it's the inspirational side of it. It's remaining resilient. Because if you're a boss man, you get pressure.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm in a particular kind of leadership role and have been for the last several decades, you know what I mean? And it's not always, you know, cake and ice cream, you know. And so, you know, you have to be adaptable. You know, you have to be what I feel is a great communicator.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, you know, resolve difficult situations in the most positive of ways, you know, and maintain your composure and your poise. So, you know, there's a lot of intrinsics.
So you think you're pretty good at diffusing conflict based on your experiences?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, that...
It's kind of a leading question. But
I mean, that's a blessing from God.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, and again, that's something that you can train all you want to, right? You can go to class all you want to. You can get all the doctorate degrees you want. You can get all the whatever.
But you never know until something pops off.
Right, right. And a lot of it is DNA.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
A lot of it is natural. And it is DNA for me because my mom, she was a great leader. I mean, back in the mid-60s, my mom applied. Now, she's a black woman or a woman of color. My mom applied for a leading secretarial job at Erie Army Depot in Port Clinton, right? And she went up against six other Caucasian candidates in the mid-60s. And guess what? That attorney general hired my mother. And I'll never forget the day she came home excited. I got the job. I got the job. You know, so there's, you know, there's hope, there's God, there's faith, there's all of that that comes into
it. And experience.
Yeah. And then my dad was a great leader, too. He he lied about his age when he started working at Unicast, a steel factory over there on the east side.
Yeah.
They're closed now. You had to be 18 to start. He was only 16.
Wow.
And he got away with it. And he worked himself up all the way into his death at 48 years of age to superintendent of the plant.
Wow.
So when you talk about where does your leadership abilities or skills come from, I really can't answer that other than the
fact
that—
I think you just did.
Yeah. Other than the fact that my parents were great leaders.
That's awesome.
And I was their child.
Can you share personal stories from your book that resonate deeply in your own life's experience? What is the message that you're trying to get across with this book?
Well, really, there's a lot of different chapters in the book. And I wanted the book to be exciting for the reader. So I didn't really elaborate on Terry Crosby in sports. I spoke a little bit about that. But then I went into the love of my friends and teammates. I spoke about my parents. I spoke about mentorship. I spoke about relationships. There's a section in there about love language. There's a section in there about, you know, when things look gloomy. You know, 15 years ago, I was diagnosed as a great, you know, two sport athlete, I was diagnosed with enlarged heart, which is that serious.
Yeah, it's
you know, anytime
serious.
You're dealing with heart issues, you know, you have to be very, very careful. So, and I think within my book, there's so many different factors in the book. I can't really specifically pick one, you know, answering your question, because the entire book is just filled
just
with inspiration.
Read the whole thing.
Yes.
Yes. How do you hope, do you have the balls, the title of Terry Crosby's book, will impact readers, especially younger generations?
Well, it's authentic, okay? And it gives a true life journey of Terry Crosby, okay? That entails the good, the bad, and the in-between.
Gotcha.
You know, and there's a lot of situations within the book that I was put in that it really took a level of resilience, trust, belief, and faith in myself to get through those particular challenges in the most positive way, you know. And so a lot of times, and the book is just not for the youth, it's for the teens, it's for people 50 and under, is for people 50 and older. So the book really...
You're just a little bit over 50.
Yes. So the book really is for everybody. But when it comes to the youth, I think the main thing I want to say is be your biggest cheerleader. Okay? That is very, very important, because you're going to get a lot of naysayers out there. You're gonna get a lot of people that don't want to see you succeed.
That's true.
You're gonna face a lot of distractions in your life, right? And all the time, you need to remain focused on the goal. Okay, and I think that's one of the real, real important things that I want to emphasize, is to believe in yourself. And why not you? So dream big.
Yes. Yeah.
Because big dreams come true.
That sounds awesome. How does faith and spirituality influence your perspective and your personal growth outlined in your book?
That is so important. Nothing happens in life without the grace of God. And I mentioned the word God from chapter 1 to chapter 6 all throughout my book. And so... You know, I'm faith-based. You know, I grew up going in the church. I still attend church now, you know. I went to Sunday school when I was, a little boy. And so I'm a firm believer that, you know, God is in control of everything. And you can't just ask God and talk to God when you need a favor, right? You need to celebrate God when he delivers those outstanding things in your own life. You know, you need to thank him. You need to praise him. You need to recognize that it's not you who's done this. It is God. My elevation and my increase in life is purely down to God. Now, I will say there's been some testing points in my life. And I reflect back now on those same testing points, and I realized that it was God controlling that.
Now, am I hearing Reverend Terry Crosby coming?
Call it what you want.
Well,
I'm thinking about it. You know, God controls everything. And, you know, I will say that when I first came back to Toledo, Ohio, in 2012, to look after my ailing mom, I was challenged.
Yes,
I was challenged in regards to finding the right job. I was challenged in regards to matching my experiences, my life experiences, with the appropriate job position. I just felt really on an island, on my own. I really, really did. I struggled. But on reflection of thinking back now, that was God humbling me.
Yes.
You know, that was God giving me the chance to recognize and discover what living in America is like again. Because don't forget, I was away for 30 years.
In Europe,
In Europe, right? He knew what he was doing, and I didn't, right? But he wanted me to give me that grace period, okay, to experience what it was like to move back to the United States, right? Before he decided that he was going to release me and allow me to fly like an eagle.
Wow.
I really, really believe that.
So the book is somewhat of a release.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
From God.
So, lastly, how have the readers reacted to your message, and have you been surprised by any of the feedback that you've gotten thus far?
I wouldn't say necessarily surprised. I've been absolutely overjoyed.
That's awesome.
For the most part, it's been, you know, very, very positive feedback from the readers. The reviews have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, although, you know, I'm trying to emphasize to people, if you purchase the book, if you read the book, please leave me a review. Mm-hmm. And the thing I really appreciate most about it is a lot of people will look at the cover of the book and say, oh, this book is about a good athlete or a great athlete, right, playing sports.
Yeah, there's more to that.
The book is so in-depth in regards to so many other sort of situations and circumstances in life, you know. I touch a lot of different areas of my life. So, yeah, I am overjoyed with the responses. You know, I'm really shocked with the amount of people who has actually purchased the book.
Wow.
Yes, I mean, you know, I never dreamed that in my wildest of dreams. But like I want to, I will reiterate, I don't really care if I don't sell one book. Mm. I really don't. But what I am concerned about and what I do want to happen for those who choose to buy my book, right, is the content inside the book. You know, it's very powerful. And hopefully it will be very impactful. Again, not just for young people, for teenagers, you know, for grown adults, for people under 50 and people over 50. It is it will resonate, some of the chapters, with any and everybody. If you're human, you need to buy the book.
Oh, that's a good endorsement. Well, we thank you so much for joining us again on The Voices of Legacy. Mr. Terry Crosby, the author of Do You Have the Balls? Do you have the intestinal fortitude? Do You Have the Balls? It's available on Amazon. We are so thankful for you joining with us again. And who knows, there may be a movie somewhere in the works, and we'll have you back again to talk about your movie later on. Thank you so much, Mr. Crosby.
You know, as always, it's a pleasure to be here. And thank you, guys. I really, really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you for listening to The Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell III, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in The Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners and administered by the Arts Commission.